Smith. I didn't want to interrupt, sorry. I just wanted to say two big cheers, like I hear here, to Craig Evans, because we need recourse for violations of the HCC review process. We have to figure that part out. And also to Beth Starbuck, please do make the zoning match the HCC guidelines, because those guidelines are, as you know, they say should as opposed to shall. So they are not as binding as zoning is. And if we want to support a really distinctive vibe to get people interested in checking out the Southside Business District, if we want that vibe that's not just like generic every place with a lack of identity, which is what I would characterize, you know, big steel and glass buildings in a place like the Southside. I think history is how Bethlehem's branded itself already. And history is a great way to create a sense of place, that thing that anthropologists and urban planners talk about all the time, that we need to have in order to make people want to go to a place. If you want people to stay in a place and to feel comfortable and welcome in a place, which includes the residents as well. And as a 30-year Southside resident, I have a lot of feelings about this Southside stuff. We have a really great stock of existing historical buildings, and I would really encourage you to figure out some way to enhance this historical streetscape rather than allowing it to become visually lost among incompatible new buildings. There are guidelines in the Historic Conservation Commission has that even have a great graphic, which we like to use when we go and talk there, a number of us, and it's a recommendation for the height of buildings that they should match what's going on around them, but that doesn't square with the zoning ordinance. So we need to change that zoning ordinance. I think that's where like a great start would be. But if you want to have livable, inviting streets on the crowded, narrow main areas of a place like 4th Street, or in the business areas around the Four Blocks district down in the east, which we haven't even talked about, you can't have towering buildings that literally overshadow the sidewalks, because even though it's perception rather than reality much of the time, for many folks, darkness means an area is perceived as unwelcoming or uncomfortable or unsafe. So we need to make our buildings compatible. We need to think about things like height and shadow and height and that sort of overpowering feeling, because we've got great streetscapes. We just need to kind of tweak the buildings that we have. I don't know if it's the SAR grants. I don't know quite how we do that. The other thing that we need to think about is historical vistas and keeping those intact so folks want to come here or drive by or drive around the views and then find places they want to stop by. And I really think that you can find, again, that sense of place, the very thing that makes people want to be here. For local people, vistas define and provide a validation for their lives and their work. We want to see the steel, the churches, Lehigh, the row of old homes along 3rd Street at the bridge, the rows of stores in the commercial areas. We want to see our homes on the mountain slopes, you know, down right all the way down to the main drags. These are all important things for us as residents, but they're important for the city as a whole because it gives us an identity that's distinctive compared to maybe other places where you could go and shop or be entertained or whatever. My neighbors and my colleagues who work and play on the South Side don't want to see franchises, and I haven't really heard anybody talk about that, but that really sucks off business from the small places we want to cultivate. And I think we want smaller, locally owned businesses that can serve local folks. And I think you heard a little bit about some of the difficulties of creating those businesses. But if you're looking for specifics, I know my neighbor always says, I want a place I can buy socks and underwear. You can't do that on the South Side. People want food. They want dry cleaners, alterations, beauty salons, grocery stores. They want entertainment, which we've got, you know, some great entertainment venues, particularly Godfrey's and Arts Press. But what about things like, you know, like maybe sports facilities? Because you could serve both locals, maybe college students, tourists, all kinds of people with things like a sports facility, for example, in the steel land that could either be one of those entertainment type facilities, or maybe another facility like they have in Whitehall, and I think it's called Iron Lakes, where people drop off kids, usually, sometimes it's grownups, to go and play soccer, lacrosse, tennis, field hockey inside. And then the people who have dropped them off get to go to all the stores. They get to go and find out what else is in the area. If you drew people to a sports facility, you would also be serving youth, which we don't often do in South Bethlehem. And what if those sports facilities could maybe have some sort of tiering? I don't know if the city could do this in recreation or what, so that Southside youth could really take advantage of those spots, which I think we need on the South Side. If you build
the Boys and Girls Club, a building waiting there for new uses.
Pardon me?
Yeah, the Boys and Girls Club, a building waiting for new uses.
But as I understand it, that is owned by a developer who would like to develop that space.
But it could be for recreation and entertainment type use, is what I'm saying.
Well, and I know that it had been proposed at one time and was shot down. But, the idea that there would be a place they could go and use for indoor basketball and many other things would be terrific. But we could also think about that sort of larger scale of things. But I wouldn't be averse to any place you could put together so kids would have more places to stay occupied constructively. If you see the basketball courts at Yasco and down on Sand Island, you know how many kids are looking to play basketball, all the way up to grown-ups. And there just isn't enough space for that. But I also think there's room for a whole lot more if we have some imagination about what that could be. I think if you also then think, if you're building outside the core and then you want to bring people into the business core, you're going to need well-marked walking paths and well-marked parking that helps keep people out. But I think the Greenway is starting to show us that that works. When people walk in the Greenway, they get signage that draws them into the business district. And I've seen it work for people. And part of that is COVID, believe it or not, because you actually see things like Bond Place that has outdoor seating and people go over to find out what it is and then find out there's a commercial strip just past it. So maybe that's a little bright spot for us. But my final thing that I'd like to just say in a plea is we do need affordable housing and not just luxury apartments. I'm glad that there have been apartments for Lehigh students to live in. But if you look at what the Lehigh plans are, they are not planning to have more students go out into the community despite growing their population, their student population. So they're not going to be more students going out unless they are sucked out of the neighborhoods and out of the current apartments where they're not living, which is not a good thing for South Bethlehem, to leave that open stuff behind. So we don't need to serve maybe that population. Perhaps we need to serve, empty nesters and people like that. But I would also just say that we need affordable housing for families. We need it for young people who can't afford the luxury apartments. We need some places and we need some people to think about it. And I really appreciate that South Bethlehem Historical Society is saying the same thing. It's not something you would always think the Historical Society would think about. Well, we appreciate so much that they're an integral part of this community and they see what's needed. I think there are other ideas for all kinds of fun things that could go on down here to draw people into the commercial district. And happy to share my ideas. I'm sure there are many more people. I know that people like the arts districts folks and Missy are working really hard on those, and we appreciate that, and that's really important. But just as you're thinking about what makes us distinctive, please help us keep what makes us distinctive, and don't turn us into every other place in the United States. Don't turn us into franchises, uniform buildings, anonymous glass and metal structures. We've got cool stuff now. If we just improve upon that and try and keep it more intact and bring it back a little bit, I think that's what's going to make people want to come here. It's what makes me want to stay here. What makes a lot of people want to come here to go to restaurants or to go to a shop or something. It's because it's a cool and eclectic and kind of funky place. So keep South Bethlehem funky. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim.